animals are our brothers and sisters, and we are guardians of this planet, and our job is to protect them and look after them.
Sweet friends, welcome to today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring vegan Italian telepathic animal communicator, animal healer and animal bereavement counsellor, Rosina Maria Acquati, who has lived in Hong Kong for over 32 years. Since she was young, Rosina has always had a special connection with animals, not only sensing and understanding their emotions, but also talking with them, as humans do with each other. Her first memory of communicating with an animal is from around the age of 6.
My auntie had a black cat, and we would sit by the fire, and that's how I learned I could communicate with animals, because the black cat and I used to talk.
Miss Acquati's husband, a vegetarian and veterinarian, inspired her to connect with animals more deeply. And together, they adopted a compassionate, plant-based diet.
As soon as I started going out with my husband, we started to collect, and lots of different animals came into our lives. So it was like the universe sent my husband to supply all the animals that I needed to talk to.
Over the last decade, Rosina has been teaching telepathic animal communication and raising public awareness about animal welfare.
So I've been teaching here in Hong Kong. I love to help people with their animals. Also, sometimes people can work with their animals and they won't abandon their animals. And when that happens, that's really good, because you've helped somebody connect with their animal.
Rosina next explains what telepathic animal communication is and how to connect with animals.
Animal communication is using your telepathic skills to communicate with animals through pictures, words, feelings, and emotions. The best way to describe it for most people is like connecting to Skype. Animals have their Skype or their telepathic skills open, but we as humans, over generations, have closed it down. And when you learn to do animal communication, we teach you how to open it up, or open up your telepathic skills, so that you've got your webcam on or your Skype on, and the animal's got its Skype on, and you can talk to each other. So it's a little bit like Skype or webcam and the internet, talking to animals, but it's mainly coming from feelings, emotions, pictures, sometimes videos, sometimes just words, and sometimes full conversation.
Language is no issue with this form of communication with animals.
Most of my clients are Cantonese speaking, so the dogs are actually Cantonese speaking. There seems to be a universal translator when it's in words. So I hear it in English, even though the dog is a Cantonese speaking dog. But most of the times it's pictures, videos, or feelings, which is very easy. You have to remember your animals are quite basic. So everything is seen on a very simple level. So that's how we get the information through.
Ms. Acquati also promotes vegetarianism in workshops, showing students how to adopt this compassionate, loving lifestyle.
I have a 20-minute section in my workshops. I make sure that every person that comes into me that trains as an animal communicator cannot be ignorant on the cruelty to animals. I promote being vegetarian. I have links on my website to vegetarian cooking. I encourage my students to change. My charity section of animal communication, which is animal communicators that care about animals, when we do any events, we ourselves will always be vegetarian, and we try to promote vegetarianism in the classroom so people can understand that there is a big cruelty in factory farming. So my workshop is also a platform for my animal welfare. I feel very, very strongly on this area because I hate to see animals suffer.
How does being vegetarian affect our relationships with animals?
The animals know that you love them. You see, the animals pick up your feelings and your emotions, and they know if you really care about them. If you're just doing something for the sake of doing it, trust me, the animals know. You have to work with your heart. And if you are vegetarian, your animals know that you care about the animal kingdom.
What are Rosina's views on the main causes of animal suffering?
. 80% of cruelty to animals is in factory farming. Approximately 10% is in household products and makeup. And when I say household products, I mean washing liquid, things that we don't think about. Furniture polish, also makeup. And then there's a new industry that is growing very fast that comes between that. Animal testing for makeup and that is puppy farms. Because when we produce dogs for pet shops, the next cruelest industry that's on the increase is puppy farms. And then the last 10% is just basic cruelty to animals.
Working with animals is a great joy. So Miss Akwati loves her job and enjoys meeting and helping both people and animals.
Most of my work, you have to work with your heart. You have to work with your heart and give that love to the animals, and you get a lot back, a heck of a lot back. I believe that animals are our friends. I believe they are our teachers. I believe they are our companions.
When we return, we'll continue our fascinating interview with Rosina Maria Akwati. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Because I'm talking to animals, and the more you talk to them, the more you can't eat them.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, and today's show featuring vegan Italian telepathic animal communicator, animal healer and animal bereavement counsellor, Rosina Maria Akwati, who has lived in Hong Kong for over 32 years.
People are understanding about animal communication, and it's beginning to get international recognition, because now I'm teaching in 4 or 5 places next year, and I've been invited to teach animal communication, so people are getting more aware of it. It's becoming more accepted. And people are more open to it now. So there's been a big change in the last 5 or 6 years, especially here in Hong Kong.
Rosina is glad to pass on her compassionate understanding and knowledge of the animal kingdom so that both people and animals can experience more fulfilled and blessed lives. Her workshops are held in many places around the world, including Singapore, Malaysia, the United Kingdom, and Formosa or Taiwan.
it gives me a platform for my animal welfare. Secondly, it teaches people that animals have feelings, emotions. And once they learn that, they can understand why their animal is doing something. It's not just a being, it is a human being. It's just like a child. And once people understand that animals have the same feelings as human beings, they start treating them differently and they won't hurt them if they can possibly help it. And it also helps people from abandoning their animals. For me, mainly, it's a really good platform for teaching animal welfare because I feel very strongly about cruelty to animals.
Besides her animal advocacy work, Miss Akwati also helps people who have lost their beloved animal friends through bereavement counselling.
The importance of bereavement counselling is helping people get over the death of pets and also helping them to communicate with animals that are in the spirit world after they've left the planet. When I was a lot younger, when my animals died, I was devastated. I would cry, I wouldn't get out of bed, I was very upset. And then I learned that there was a need for me to help other people in the same position.
Rosina Maria Akwati shares her home with many adopted and rescued animals and will now introduce us to her loving family.
My family now consists of Lady Opalite here, Lady Selenite, Master Smoky Quartz, who is my young dog, and he will not be made to Sir until he is 5 years old, Sir Jasper, Sir Topaz, and Sir Malachite. These are the six dogs I have at the moment. As I say, they are all rescued.
Ms. Akwati explains why it's important to give noble names to your animal companions.
The reason I give them such distinguished names is because they have been rescued, because they have been abandoned, giving them these lovely names gives them a good feeling of vibration and gives them a feeling of love and honour. We call them the aristocratic Pomeranians. Originally, they were street dogs or abandoned animals that nobody loved and nobody cared for. So by giving them these names, we're making them feel good about themselves and giving them a boost.
Ms. Akwati now shares some touching rescue stories.
We met Topaz, it was very funny. We met Topaz on a walk, a Hong Kong dog rescue walk with 90 dogs. And he looked at me with his eyes and he asked me to take him home and I couldn't resist. So one Christmas when my husband asked me what I wanted for Christmas, I said, if that rescue dog is still there, I would have him. This particular one, the breeders went bankrupt and they gave all the dogs to the animal pound. She was old and nobody would take her, so we've taken her so that she can have a nice life in her retirement. So she's joined the aristocratic Pomeranians and she's Lady Selenite, so she's very special. Okay, and she's a lovely dog, a really lovely, lovely, lovely person. Very quiet, very gentle and doesn't ask for very much.
Miss Akwati encourages people not to buy dogs from pet shops.
I don't believe in buying dogs. I think you should get them from animal shelters because there's so many dogs that need home.
For more information about Rosina Maria Akwati, please visit rosina.wordpress.com. Special viewers, it's been a pleasure having you with us today on our program. Please join us again tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. as we continue our interview with the vibrant Rosina Maria Acquati. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May heaven's light always shine upon you and your loved ones.